Damn it! I'm going home.
What?
So Wednesday morning, you're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
45 degrees right now. Going to get up into the high 50s. Maybe low 60s, depending on where you are.
But
rain.
Yeah.
A lot of rain.
Yeah, buddy.
All kinds of rain all day long. So that's one situation. We got another situation going on this morning.
What happened?
Somebody forgot their most valuable tool of the day.
Uh-oh. Yes, I did. I never forget these.
Yeah.
Ever.
What's the matter?
Forgot my hearing aids.
It wasn't like a little quieter this morning when you're getting ready?
I put them in last thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So this, at what point did you realize you didn't have them?
When
you
got in here, we started talking and I couldn't hear Pat.
So we've been having to yell at Tommy's head. Can you hear with the headphones on?
Yeah, better. Well, I can crank it, you know.
Yeah, no, I understand. I just don't know how bad your hearing is if the volume goes up loud enough for you to hear.
Yeah, I mean, I can hear you.
I'm not going to lie. My voice hurts. For the last 45 minutes, I have to yell in your face while we've been having a conversation. And we've been talking a lot of junk about people, so God forbid somebody hears
like
something.
Yelling through the door.
Yeah.
All right. That being said,
yeah.
Let's start off the show with a robbery.
A robbery?
Burglary, I guess, would be the better.
With a snatch.
So the incident happened back on March 20th, but yesterday, police made an arrest of a 41-year-old man out of Victor. And in this home break-in that police say this man committed, the suspect got away with electronics, outdoor power equipment, and a jar of change. No word on how much change was taken in the alleged caper.
Well, it depends how big that jar is, son.
Okay, so jar of change has to be pretty big, right?
Usually they are.
Yeah. I've never seen a small jar of change.
Quick sidebar. How did everyone in America for like a 15-year period have the same giant Coke bottle bank full of change? Every house in America had that Coke bottle bank. Where did they come from?
I don't know. I have no idea.
I never saw them selling. No. There was never a store that sold the Coke bottle.
I always thought, man, I wish I had that much change when I saw it in somebody's house.
I always wanted that much Coca-Cola.
Yeah, that too.
All right, so Kimmy, obviously you saw the story. The change stands out to you.
It did.
But it wasn't about how much change was in the jar.
Well, I couldn't figure out based on a giant, if it was a giant jar of change, is that like an older person?
I hope.
Or younger guy?
I hope
like,
young
like
people.
Like saving every penny because they need to? Or was it an older person saving change out of principle?
Who's got change anymore? Like, I never have any change on me. Yeah, I never deal with paper money.
Okay. I mean, yeah, to that point, logic would dictate this is an older person.
That's an older cat that's been doing this for 20 years.
But you are an older person, and you just said that you don't use cash.
I know, but I even never got the saving coin stuff. As soon as I had,
in your life?
I would just scoop it all up, and then I would just go down to that coin star and just throw it in there and get the money. And I'd walk away like, $13.75.
It was pretty exciting. Well, no, I mean, tell me, it's not like you've been in any situation in your life where you were so broke that a giant jar of change really would have rescued you.
Oh, it would have saved my life, yeah.
I mean, Kimmy, logic dictates this is an older person.
Oh, that's what I was picturing.
And here's the other thing. It probably was in an open area. It wasn't even hidden.
Okay.
I'm guessing it's some place where every day they empty out their pants, put the coins in there.
But that would also mean they deal in cash a lot, too, which would also make me think older cash.
That's old fart, and it's right in the mudroom. Goes into his bridges, puts the money in there, puts the keys up on the counter.
Okay. I mean, but that would require this person is using cash at all times.
Oh, there's a lot of old people that probably do.
I don't know, man.
I know one couple, I told you, that they still just deal in cash.
Okay, but see, you're biased because you have one person you know that only does this.
But they're old folks.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you only have an example of one person in your life, well, then it wipes out all other possibilities.
But who else would it be?
It's like Kimmy said, right? Like, we are in a time.
In a time.
Thank you. Where, you know, younger folks are having it rougher financially than we did or you did or anyone else coming up. So is it possible that the younger generation has looped back around to doing what their grandparents did, saving every penny in a jar?
I guess, but I mean, I'm thinking it's just so inconvenient. I'm just thinking most people that would do that don't trust the new technology.
Okay.
You know, they haven't updated their phone, so they're still using a flip phone, and they don't trust the banks.
All right.
They just, they, you know, in case something happens, you got to have money in the house.
This could also be someone who works in a cash business.
Yeah, it could be.
Like a bartender, true, waiter, or waitress. Right.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. That would make more sense.
Because if you have cash, you know, at the end of the night, let's say you got, mm-hmm, you know, $2 worth of change in your pocket. Boom, okay, right in the giant Coca-Cola bottle.
Nice.
By the way, I think we've solved the Coca-Cola bottle caper.
What's that?
Ripped Van Winkle writes us, Duffy on WCMF on Instagram. He says, Pat, they were prizes for the I Got It Ball Bingo game at carnivals in the 90s.
Oh.
Is that true?
So they came out of the carnivals.
So they were like those ticket prizes.
Is that a true story?
So a big novelty Coke bottle?
I guess. Bottle? It would make sense.
Okay, but then how do they make
everybody
any money?
Everybody
won? Yeah, seriously, because everybody had a giant plastic Coke bottle full of change. Okay, what is weird about this story, whether it's young or whether it's old, talking about this 41-year-old man arrested for this home break-in here, taking a giant jar of change. There are two steps for this theft to even be possible, the change to even exist.
Why is that?
The person has to use cash, mm-hmm, which is rare.
Yeah.
And they also have to keep all of the change that they're using, which is also rare, because in today's world, mm-hmm, you can't really buy anything with change anymore.
Yeah, like what?
Right?
Yeah.
Like, I have a really bad habit of just, like, completely disregarding all my change.
Yeah, because you never need it.
Well,
I don't need to make an emergency phone call with it.
Okay. But, I mean, like, as we it still has value. So, like,
it does.
Saving it means I do then need it.
Right.
But if I have, like, you know, 35 to, if it's over 75 cents, I'll hold on to it. I don't know why.
Well, that's big money.
Well, does it also matter quarter. What type of coin? Like, you're definitely going to hang on to a quarter.
One? Yeah. Okay, here's the thing.
I got a quarter.
But, like, the pennies are where you're like, kind of a pain.
All right, two quarters or more I will hold on to. One quarter?
Okay.
I'm thinking about bailing on that quarter. I'll give
See,
it to, like, my daughter.
For some reason in my mind, I always think quarters I could use in, like, an emergency parking situation, but even now, like, most of those meters aren't. Yeah, they're all cashless. So I guess I don't even really know what I would use quarters for anymore, or when I had to do laundry.
Mm. But that's, I'm guessing all that now changed at the laundromat.
Mm-hmm. I haven't been to a laundromat.
I haven't either in a long time.
I don't know.
Gotta be sound arrogant. Oh, well, I haven't been since, you know, I'm a homeowner now.
Well, yeah, I have my own washing.
I have my own facilities at home.
You're wearing...
I have my own downstairs laundry system.
You're wearing an Irish fishing sweater, pattern turtleneck.
And by the way,
shacket.
You get that all dry cleaned. You don't wash anything.
Yeah, I know.
No, but to your point about old habits dying hard.
Yeah.
Okay, do you guys keep change anywhere in the house anymore?
No.
So we have, like, this little thing that holds our keys, and my husband usually dumps his change in there, too.
Where's he getting his change?
That's a great question. He does carry cash on him a lot.
Steals it from homes he's putting fires out in.
Ooh, nice.
Melted Coke bottle.
I always figure, too, like, a cashier has to hate it when you start dumping out your change.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
Here you go. It'll be that's 13 cents. Let me dig around for that.
Well, now that you bring it up, I can't remember the last time I paid for something with all change.
Right.
What could you, I mean, the world may now be too expensive.
Yeah. What could you buy with just a handful of change?
Well, like, I mean, I remember back in the day, like, when things got tight, I would buy cigarettes with just change.
Yeah.
But that's when cigarettes were $2 to $3 a pack. Like, think about this.
Yeah.
In today's world, for you to pay with a pack of cigarettes in all change.
Yeah, what's a pack go for now? 13 bucks?
Yeah, like 12. You would need at least 60 quarters?
Your pants would be, like, hanging around your ass, walking around big bulges of change. Like, you could hear you walking down the street, man.
But to Kimmy's point about old habits dying hard, I do keep $3 and quarters in my console in my car at all times.
For what?
Well, it was...
What are you, Sinatra being buried with 10 dimes?
Kimmy,
in case he gets kidnapped?
His kid.
I know, but it's like... a lot of good that's going to do you, Frank.
No, I understand. I would keep him in there for, like, emergency tolls or parking. All but right. Like Kimmy said... The tolls are all automatic now.
Right.
Yeah.
It's
just makes you feel more comfortable, I guess.
You can't go to the
car.
Baseball game with cash.
Yeah, no, you're right. It's all cashless. Yeah. I mean, I will say this. The quarters I keep in my console sometimes come in handy at hockey rinks with old school vending machines.
All right.
Oh.
And I always replace the
quarters. How was that goddamn candy?
Bro. It's a vintage Snickers.
Right.
It's very good.
Mm.
I was in line at Bella's. This was like a couple months ago. And there was a guy ahead of me paying for his sub. In all change.
That's
and
an old Italian buying
a
sandwich.
And he had it all counted out already.
Some of it was in lira.
Like, he didn't seem like he just seemed like a guy that, like, paid because, like, I got to use this change. So, you know, money's money.
I mean, it is money.
Yeah.
It is, but I don't
want
it.
But I felt so bad for the cashier. Like, really? It wasn't even, like, all, you know, quarters. It was a mix of everything.
And it takes forever, man.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to, speaking of Italian.
Yeah.
Carmen's on CMF. Hey, Carmen, how are you?
Good morning, boys.
What's up, brother?
So my dad had one of these growing up, and we'd go in his bedroom, and we just, you know, we'd pop the top and just shake change out. So he riveted the top shut. Well, then it was getting too old, so the little bottom had a crease on it. So we would pull money out of the bottom. So he took plastic around the bottom, riveted the bottom so we couldn't get money out. So then we dumped it because we realized the slot up on top was still available. And we'd stick little paper clips in there to pull dollar bills out and quarters and all that crap. And then he put a little hasp across the top with a tiny little lock. So every time he wanted to deposit money, he'd use a tiny little key to unlock that lock, pop it, and then put money in it.
Carmen, do you
understand?
That was
the end of our break-in days.
Do you understand what a dick you were to your poor father?
Yeah.
I know. God rest his soul. He's been gone for years. But he never said anything to us either. He would just keep making it harder and harder for us to get into it, which was great.
You know what's weird?
What's that?
The cure for what killed him?
What's that?
Was only $7.75, and he came up short. Way to go, Carmen.
Yeah, man.
Thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. There goes.
Oh, God.
You know, it's funny.
Yeah.
The relationship you have with change, I think, does depend on your parents or grandparents, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because one of my fondest memories of my grandparents, they lived in a house in Greece, and it was one of these houses, they never updated it.
Yeah.
Right? Like wood paneling. Their bedroom had shag carpeting. And my grandpa, this is my mom's parents, my grandpa would, like, shake out his pants with all his change on his bedroom floor every night.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, like, when we would go over, it was like a scavenger hunt for all the quarters that were in the shag.
Oh, really?
Hmm. And I don't know how, like, it was comfortable walking on the carpet, because there were always coins in the carpet. But, like, our job was to, like, go in as, like, submariners and find all of the coins.
Take out the cash?
It was, like, the thickest shag you've ever seen, because we'd have to, like, get in there.
So did you get to keep it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah, my grandparents had it. You know, it's my dog.
Isn't that what they
now.
Do for, like, dogs and treats?
Oh, yeah.
Were they trading me for something?
I don't know.
Yeah. How sad.
I enjoyed it.
Of course, but you got a sad life.
Well, no, I mean, come on. Think about
all
being
right, kids,
like,
go search the floor.
Think about being like 6, 7, 8, and you get to go.
Well, you didn't know you were poor.
This is not, I was not trying to go to the.
No, I'm just saying. But you.
No, you don't know you're poor when you're poor.
Right, I didn't know I was rich.
Shut up.
So we have that income.
Can I not tell a nice story of my family without you being like, ugly, busted ass, ugly, poor, stupid?
No, I'm listening.
No, I don't want to tell it anymore. My grandma also used to hide. She had this drawer when you'd walk in the house.
Yeah.
And she would put a dollar in the drawer for me and my brother.
Oh.
It was like a magic dollar.
She just really liked watching you look for things.
Well, like, we kind of figured out, Kimmy, that the dollar was in the drawer every time we went.
So you were allowed to go in there and just open the drawer and take the dollar?
It was my dollar.
Oh, that's cool.
My dollar. And then I'd go hunt for quarters.
A lot of fun hanging out that house.
Why is that not fun? That is fun.
I guess. Or she could have just made you a sandwich or something.
She also did that.
Well, you got a dollar and a sandwich and a dream. It's like the lottery.
I would shut up. That was fun for me. I
scratch
enjoyed
off
that.
Granny.
Scratch off Granny.
Granny, don't touch her fanny.
What are you talking
don't
about?
Don't scratch Granny's fanny.
252 to be.
You ain't gonna get lucky then, son.
We'll take one more.
She'll wallop you.
Talking about change,
and
man.
You ain't getting no dollar.
Let's talk to Dave. He's got the last word. Hey, Dave, how are you, buddy?
Good. How's it going?
Good, Dave.
I don't know how this guy would even pick up a jug full of change. I have a water jug, 2.5 water jugs full of change.
Ooh, I'm a water jug billionaire.
Water jug billionaire sounds like a bunch of dads with a banjo band in Rochester.
Yeah, pretty much. But I don't even know how this guy would even pick it up.
Well, we don't know the size. I mean, it could have just been like a mason.
Yeah, he's not a big wealthy guy like you, bro.
Yeah, okay. It was a jug from a Coke jug from way back in the Carney days. This thing's huge.
No, I was just saying. Yeah, you're right, Dave. Dave, your phone's breaking up. Thanks, Dave.
Yeah, you got to practice your squats before you try to lift that thing.
By the way, we don't know it was a Coke bottle. We're just guessing because that's where all the change happens. Your mic's off, Kimmy.
Yeah, we just assumed it was like a significant amount of change.
Yeah.
All right, so moral of the story.
What's that?
Don't break into somebody's house.
No.
And every penny counts, man.
Yes, save your change. Save your money.
Parents are pissed.
What happened?
Well, look, we got summer coming up, and if you got kids, you got to worry about childcare, your kids being home alone, the anxiety that is, that's enough. But this week, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you got to worry about that too. And it's not like this just happened. I mean, this has been scheduled the whole year, but it is the first time ever, it looks like.
So this is something brand new started?
And we can't figure out why.
Okay, what is it?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. So it is Memorial Day on Monday.
Yeah.
And forever and ever, kids obviously got Monday off for Memorial Day.
Right.
But for some reason, this year, in the state of New York, public school students have Friday off, too.
So why Friday?
Don't know. And if anybody knows, 252-WCMF, 252-9263, because it's not another holiday. It's also not like a teacher's day.
Well, I was going to say, like, are they using it? Are they substituting, like, a teacher's conference day or something?
No, story I saw yesterday says teachers also have the day off.
Hmm.
They just gave...
Before they get all that time off.
That's just it. So there are schools in the greater Rochester area whose last day of classes are tomorrow before they go into finals. I mean, elementary school kids go longer. But it doesn't make a lot of sense. It's not a holiday,
right?
I mean, it's a four-day weekend.
But they're not calling it anything?
No, it's just a day
off. Extra Memorial Day?
What am I missing? 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Tommy, parents are pissed.
Yeah, because you're stuck with your kid on a Friday.
And it turns out that there are lots of parents, at least according to the stories I saw in Facebook posts, who did not realize until just a few days ago.
Oh, they forgot.
Yeah, because it had never happened before.
Hmm.
So they're now scrambling to find childcare. There are parents, it's very possible, that were unaware that their kids had Friday off until literally right now when we said out loud, your kids got Friday off.
Yeah, what do you do?
I mean, that's just it.
Take them to work with you?
Well, okay, if you can do that.
Yeah, I mean, get up on the roof, boy.
Some folks have the ability to work from home. I guess you burn one of those days.
Yeah, but that's got to suck.
That you could also take a day off if you got unlimited time off.
Okay, but like if you had like a regular job out of the house.
Yeah. You would have to pay for childcare.
Yeah, what do you do? You work at Wegmans.
Yeah.
How do you, but you got to find childcare.
You would have
right?
to find childcare and most likely pay for childcare.
And or here's dump the them off at the only other thing if you got grandparents.
Okay, but again, you live in a world.
In a world with grandparents.
Thank you. Back in your generation where every grandparent was home all the time. Grandparents work now, man.
Oh, yeah.
Right? I mean, retirement is not a guarantee. It is now a luxury.
You get your busted grandparents. Yeah.
Your majesty. Yeah, so I don't know what you do. And here's the other thing that sucks. Like, childcare itself is expensive.
Mm.
We talked about, and you couldn't believe it.
It's insane.
$30,000 a year on average.
How?
Okay, well, that's what
babysitting.
That's what they charge. But if your kid doesn't go to a regular daycare, there's not really a place you can just drop your kid off and pay them. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, daycares like have to be accepted.
Could you take them to the Y, one of those kid programs? But they always advertise on TV.
I don't know if you could just show up.
No, like sign up. You know, you would pay for the day.
No, I understand, but I'm saying I don't know if you can just.
Or
like,
just kind of gently let your kid's hand go and leave.
252-WCMF 252-9263. Okay, maybe we'll get to the bottom of this. Stacy's on CMF. Hey, Stacy, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What do you got for us?
We have Friday off from school because we took no snow days this year.
So it is a snow day. Okay.
Ah. Yep. They've done this past couple of years. Yep. Yep. So, yeah, it's nice to have a four-day weekend.
Okay,
you guys enjoy. Oh,
go ahead, Stacy. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say enjoy and have a great day.
Oh, wait. Are you a teacher? Is that why you're excited about this?
Bus driver.
Bus driver. Ah, look at Stacy.
Yes.
Screw you, parents.
She's already got the margaritas mixed. Ready to go.
Stacy, thank you for the call. Have a good rest of the day.
Chug-a-lug.
See, that's funny because somebody who works at BOCES in Wayne County writes us on Instagram, says we have Friday off as a mental health day.
What? Like everybody needed the same mental health day?
Well,
it's more of like a just taking a break for a second.
He says, Duffy on WCMF on Instagram, mental wellness day is what our superintendent is calling
it. Right.
So the theory behind that, if that's what it is, there are finals coming up for middle and high school kids.
Yeah.
Regents exams and things like that. This could be an effort to like give you a little
decompress
time.
A little.
Pump the brakes.
Rest up. Give 4 days to rest up before you go do
that. Sweet gig.
It is funny because I'm thinking like there would be kids that would take that extra day like, yes, more time to study. And then like kids like me are like, yes, more time to procrastinate.
Yeah.
My daughter is already, my oldest, has already planned a sleepover Thursday night into
more
Friday.
More time with friends.
Oh, man.
That's what I meant, because they have field day tomorrow.
How many sleepovers do you have a year?
Don't even get me started.
So, like, field day is also a day off, essentially. Yeah.
So
it's
like,
the best.
You're like a Holiday Inn Express.
Yeah, no, I don't. Okay, so here, you ready for what my 14-year-old tried to pull because of this Friday off? Okay, so First off, she goes, yeah, it's field day. That's what she sounds like. It's field day on Friday. So she goes, everyone's going to, like, the mall. So, like,
everybody's going to the mall?
So she looks at me. She goes, I'm just not going to go to school and go to the mall with my friends. I go, the hell you are. My ass, you're just going to, no, you're going to go to field day. And I try and do, like, the dad thing.
It is weird they do field day in high school.
We had it when I was there. I loved it.
So what is field day? It's not like a field trip.
No. So it's like when I was there, there was just activities like throughout the school and outside.
Okay. You're not really in class.
No. You could go do whatever. You could go play flag football over here, hockey over here. There was like kids that had bands. They like let them put concerts on.
Man, how cool is school?
It's been like that.
And my school sucked.
30, 40 years. West
you
Iran,
would not have liked field day.
I don't think so.
Like, that is, like, the last thing you would have wanted to do in school.
I don't want to be learning.
You would have been like, I'm going to the mall because everyone's going to the mall.
I talk like that.
So then after I told my daughter, I tried to do the dad thing. And I'm like, no, you don't understand. Like, these are times you're going to remember forever. Like, go enjoy it. Have fun with your friends. So then yesterday she gets off the bus and she's like, okay, well, me and my friend Luch says I can come over. And then we're going to, like, hang out there and I'm going to sleep at her house and you come pick me up on Friday.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, thank you for telling me what I'll be doing. Talk to your mother.
Here's your list.
It's ridiculous, man. It's absolutely ridiculous. And that's also what sucks about these extra days off is my daughter, both of my daughters have separately made like three different planned dates with their friends.
Social time. So
you have no control. They run the whole thing.
Well, they think they do.
But they kind of do because you're going to have to like cart them around.
Well, here's what sucks is I go talk to your mother thinking that. I make this mistake every time. Talk to your mom.
Yeah, you think you're going to get out of it.
Yeah, and then my wife would be like, no. And my wife would be like, we'll figure it out. And we'll figure it out is, hey, can you go pick up Stella in Greece at 4 o'clock on Friday?
I don't know how you don't want to get your daughter a car as soon as possible with all the running around you do.
Did you hear what I just said about her wanting to blow off school?
We all did it.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah. I'm not giving her the ability to do that.
Yeah, but she's just going to hop in somebody else's car.
Okay. She'll marry rich. Be fine.
252. Yeah, it worked well for a mother, didn't it? 252 WCMF. There is a day off of school. Now we're getting a whole bunch of different reasons on Facebook.
Yeah.
We heard the extra snow day off. We heard that it's a mental health day. Mm-hmm. Now Rich is writing us, and he says, I was told this was an extra observance for Memorial Day because so many people do things and the kids weren't in school on Friday normally.
What?
Like kids were going places and like parents were taking them out of school Friday anyway.
Oh. Like for a long weekend?
Do people take 4-day vacations for Memorial Day?
Because you got 4th of July coming up.
Yeah, you would think they save it to the end of the school year.
What an old man thing to say, though. You got 4th, and you're going to do the double holiday? You got the 4th of July coming.
But you got all that time
fourth
off.
4th of July's coming up soon.
You got the whole goddamn summer to relax and get your mental health.
Yeah, and you probably, if you were taking a big trip as a family, you probably did that over spring break, so I would guess.
Yeah, where are you going in 4 days?
I don't know. I mean, could it have to do with, like, travel sports, lacrosse, baseball?
Are they all
wrapping
up?
That's true. If your kid's in a spring sport, they could still be going on.
No, I meant like club sports, like kids that play travel baseball, travel lacrosse, travel softball.
Yeah, but they'd be playing high school baseball.
Maybe. I mean, which one's more important, though? I'm asking seriously.
I think high school still.
Is it?
I think so.
Well, what if my kid's on the AAA elite baseball team that's going to Virginia?
I don't think
Virginia
the travel baseball starts until summer.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right. I guess you would know, your husband being the...
I mean, unless it's changed.
What is the age that you guys are cool with a kid getting himself out of bed and being alone all day?
I mean, 12.
Okay. Now, keep in mind, I want you to think this through. We're not talking about your kid is up, the house is all set, and you're going off for a couple hours.
Yeah.
You would have to go to work. Your kid is not getting up before you go to work. So they would have to rise, shine, brush their teeth, shower, whatever.
I mean, they should know how to do all of that. Yeah. So, I mean, I was
make their own food.
I was in military school. Proud to serve. At 11, 12.
Yeah, I understand.
I had to go to the airport and get my own ticket.
Yeah, but your dad was hoping you were going to get on the wrong plane every time.
That is true.
No, I mean,
he was always pulled in from Milwaukee.
You were in a different situation.
Yeah. But, I mean, your kid has all those skills by then.
They do.
Yeah.
But there's also the fear, like, if one little thing goes wrong, let's say your kid wants to make toast. Yeah. And the toast catches on fire because they turn it all the way up. Well, there's no one home to deal with that situation.
But they know where the extinguisher is, unplug.
Do they? Or they panic.
Just don't throw water on it.
Like, let's say your kid wants to make themselves eggs. And, you know, something happens with the stove. Like, I mean, those are all concerns parents have.
I know, but I don't know how much I trust my wife when that happens.
Well,
like, if my wife said, there's a fire in the kitchen, I think we would both go, oh, crap.
Yeah.
You're a grown man. Your wife's a grown woman.
But
you're going to handle it better than a 12-year-old.
I bet you not much.
Okay, I think 12 is...
You're both calling the same experts.
Yeah,
come in.
I'm calling Kimmy's husband. 12 Fix is, this.
12 is appropriate. I mean, that's middle school.
Yeah, I would think like middle school, you're on your own much more.
You know how to do laundry
I
and all
like
that stuff,
too,
right?
Like, I remember
I just taught my youngest how to do laundry.
I remember staying home from school sick, probably before 12, because like my mom couldn't call into work or my dad was at work, and like being on my own for a while.
That was the coolest, man, when you had the whole house to yourself.
Yeah.
Like, he just had the run of the place.
Well, you didn't have siblings.
Oh, true. No, but didn't you have a time like you were sick, but the other ones were in school?
Yeah. But my dad, he also like worked weird hours and would come home in the middle of the day.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he was a cop in the town I grew up in. Yeah, like trying to make five turkey sandwiches.
That's not what I was thinking. as a 12, 13-year-old boy, we getting down to some business here.
Yeah, no, I understand.
Yeah.
But again, the computer was in the kitchen, so if my dad just surprised me and walked home.
If it ain't hurting, it ain't working.
Okay. What?
I don't know how that
Dude, that was raw at the end of the day. I actually needed a day off after my day off because I was completely drained.
So, yeah, leave your sons home tomorrow or Friday.
Of the high desert pond.
Let's take a break. This story keeps getting crazier and crazier.
What happened?
He was the greatest football coach of all time.
Mm.
A grumpy old man who dressed like an idiot, knew everything there was to know about the sport. But if this recent story is true, and there's no reason to believe it's not, it seems that this issue in his life just got a whole bunch more serious.
So what happened?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. A big break room, congratulations to UNC football coach Bill Belichick on his recent engagement.
Oh, he's engaged?
Is that official?
Story in the New York Post says the 24-year-old woman he's been gallivanting with, Jordan Hudson, has been telling people close to her that she and the old ball coach are engaged to be married.
So I wonder if she's sporting a rock.
Oh, she actually is, because during Super Bowl week in New Orleans, she was photographed with a big old rock on her left finger.
Okay.
So Belichick.
Moving fast.
Yeah. Well, not really, because it seems like he may have known her for 5 years, Kimmy.
Yeah.
Belichick, who is 49 years older than his possible fiance. Now, he's been in the news the last few months almost exclusively because of this woman.
Mm. Could you imagine being almost 50 years old and somebody tells you your future wife just born?
Let's put it this way. It would be like Tommy marrying my oldest daughter.
Yeah, but the same age.
Yeah, no, it's almost exactly the same.
Just got to chill.
Right? Isn't that deeply disturbing?
And she won't even talk to me.
Well, no.
She's in the room.
Well, but if you'll take her to the mall, maybe you guys can negotiate. So whether it was her taking over as PR person, whether it was that weird-ass interview about his book with CBS that she awkwardly dragged him out of, whether it was the reports that UNC had to shoot down that she was not allowed at their facility, but then made it clear in the report that she does not work for the team, for a guy that's always hated drama, it has been nothing but drama for this old man.
But it's also costing him money, because I thought they shot down, they were getting ready to shoot one of those HBO documentary style things that they do with the NFL.
Hard Knocks,
But they were going to do it with them. And then she wanted control and, I guess, to be paid.
That's the report.
And HBO said no thanks.
Shot it in the ass, which would have been huge for his recruiting, too, for the job period.
Yeah, it would have.
Right?
It's cool.
I just want to watch it, man. But yeah, so that's money gone.
It's just so funny to me, like a guy that seems like he's always been so he didn't want to give up any control with every job he's had. Like, he has just handed her the reins.
Yeah, it's amazing what young vagina do to your mind.
She holds the power in this relationship.
Yeah.
So his most recent media appearance was on Friday on Good Morning America. He was interviewed by Michael Strahan, you know, NFL sack leader. And he asked him about the relationship. And in an obviously staged back and forth between he and Strahan, what he said, and I quote, "Well, we have a good personal relationship, and you know I'm not talking about personal relationships, Michael. You know that." Despite him trying to dodge the questions, he is seen with her all the time, including the recent Miss Maine competition he was in the crowd for, where she placed a disappointing third.
Yeah, that is sad.
So for those curious, Belichick has been married once from 1977 to 2006. Huh? They had three kids together. Two of them, I believe, work on his staff at North Carolina right now. But you know what they say, Tommy?
What is that?
Even after 20 years, sometimes you got to get back on the horse with a woman who was born when you were 49 years old.
Yes.
And if all of this discussion so far hasn't made you feel creepy enough mm-hmm. about the whole thing, Jordan Hudson, the woman that Bill Belichick may be engaged to,
yeah.
was born on March 5th, 2001, which was 11 months before Bill Belichick and the Patriots won their first Super Bowl.
Wow, before they went on the epic run.
Let me say that again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The woman he may be engaged to was born 11 months before the Patriots won their first Super Bowl. Ed, that was his third NFL job, by the way.
And by the way, does she come from money? I thought her family was pretty well-to-do.
There's a whole bunch of like crazy stories out there that are unconfirmed that her mother is like an owner of this very successful sex toy shop and is like a therapist in like the sex world.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure how true that is.
Okay.
This is having a negative aspect or a negative effect on every aspect of Bill Belichick's life. There have been brutal stories written about both of them. Apparently, she's also amassed a massive real estate portfolio in the last 2 years since she's like been with him.
How'd she do that?
There was a question now about how old they actually were when she first met, because they claim she was 21. It now appears she was 19. But the most interesting story may have come out yesterday.
What now?
In fact, there are two of them. The New York Post is reporting that Bill Belichick's longtime ex-girlfriend, her name is Linda Holiday, got into a heated confrontation with his new potential fiancé. Yeah.
So his ex-girlfriend.
See, yeah, because
yes, at a holiday party in Nantucket.
I thought they were together a long time because I thought he was married to that
was
woman.
Not married to her. Yeah. They were just a long time together.
Yeah.
So according to TMZ, which you have to trust, the party was being held for Bill Belichick's ex's daughters. They were throwing this party for like a charity. Jordan Hudson showed up with a friend of hers at the party. The ex got very upset because this woman would have known.
Invited.
So she told her assistant to get the woman to leave, Jordan Hudson. She refused. Ex-girlfriend then confronted her like on the dance floor.
And this is like rich folk.
Oh, yeah. Nantucket charity
rich. Oh, my God. It's like a billionaire off.
So she does. Jordan Hudson does give those evil stepmom vibes. Like, she is a character in every movie who marries somebody's dad for his money and then is awful. Sends the kids off to boarding school. Like, that is her to a T.
You're right. But past that story, there's another interesting one. Again, we're talking about how Jordan Hudson, the partner, I guess, of Bill Belichick, 24 years old, is telling people close to her that she is engaged. There are also photos of her from Super Bowl week with a big old rock on her left finger. Since that weird CBS interview, sports bettors are all of a sudden out on the University of North Carolina football team.
Oh, they think it's going to have a big effect.
It has to.
Before the date of the CBS interview,
yeah.
the majority of bets on North Carolina's football team, the total wins,
mm-hmm.
were over for this season.
Mm-hmm.
Since then, 75% of bets on University of North Carolina football have come under the win total.
Damn.
It's literally affecting sports books.
I remember when they were dating and people were like, oh, that's going to be a positive for Bill Belichick and recruiting because she's going to keep him more in touch with like younger people. She's going to be a recruiting tool in all this. And it turns out it may be doing the complete opposite.
Well, look, she might be a tool. I mean, that sounds like she might. You know.
I don't know. It doesn't sound like the university is thrilled with that she's hanging around.
I wonder what the odds are of him finishing the season for any reason.
So there are.
I mean, medical or her.
There are talking heads that are convinced he's not going to coach it down at UNC, that this is so
he won't
bad.
Even get there?
Yeah. Now, here's the thing. And I guess you are the man to ask about this.
What is that?
With your age. 252 WCMF. Is Bill Belichick in trouble? Or does he know exactly what he's doing right now?
Oh, you think like maybe he's mentally not. Like maybe he's got a little dementia.
Well,
or
no,
like
I wouldn't go that far.
Or just oblivious or like, in a.
He's out of touch.
Well, I mean, look.
You know, just being influenced by somebody that he's, I guess, never really dealt with before.
Smitten with.
Yeah.
I mean, we see stories, Tommy, of guys in their 60s, 70s, and 80s who get taken by, like, Shakira impersonators on Facebook.
Yeah.
I mean, look, the guy is with a 24-year-old woman.
Right.
He's a troll.
Right.
Right? And he also has no personality. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine he got a lot of attention like this.
No.
Right? Even back in the day, like,
he was having some fun, and now it's gotten out of control.
So you think you don't think he has control over this right now?
Oh, no. I doubt it at all. I mean, I think he thought this was, man, I can't believe this is happening. And then, oh, my God, this is actually happening.
Because, like, here's the thing.
She's a nightmare.
Well, okay.
But it didn't start out that way.
But it's also possible he doesn't care. He's aware. Yeah. I mean, he's never cared about his reputation.
Maybe he kind of likes her sucking up all the attention.
But he's getting the attention. But
maybe he doesn't really realize that.
Sucking up other things, too. Right? Huh? Come on.
I have a feeling she's going to kill him. And I don't mean, like murder
wear him. Down over
I
time.
I think...
It's coming fast.
Something's going to happen to that dude, man.
Like, what do you mean something's going to happen to that dude?
Like, actually kill him.
No, I don't think like murder. I just think physically he's going to have a heart attack. He looks like a guy. He looks like a human heart attack already.
Okay.
And he looks like with the pace of things, he's going to try to keep up. And he's either going to die on top of her or on a snowboard. Two things he can't do. It's too much ride for him, man. It'd be like me pulling up out front with a big Harley.
Okay.
It's too much bike. It's just way too much bike for me. I can't handle it. But I'm going to try, and I'm going to wipe out. He's going to wipe out on her.
All right, so here's the thing, though. Like, his legacy is...
Is he in the Hall of Fame already?
No, he has to be 5 years removed.
Oh, God.
So he's four
Getting
years
close.
Away.
Okay.
Yeah. So here's the thing. I mean, Bill Belichick was so successful in the NFL, and I know we live in this constant state of, like, you know, news. Whatever happens here will not affect his legacy. People aren't going to remember UNC unless he wins a national championship. Mm. Even if this woman like
unless
makes
something like really crazy and weird happens,
there would have to be death. Like in
it
all
would
seriousness,
have to be something we've never seen before.
Yeah. Exactly. Or but I mean, like maybe he realizes that his legacy is so cemented that I can do whatever I want, and it's not going to hurt me.
And I'm thinking, watching him during that awkward CBS interview, or was that CBS? He didn't, like, hate that she was telling him he can't answer that question. He was just like, well, can't answer that. Sorry.
He was turning into Reagan, like the last years of Reagan, when Nancy was literally feeding him the, well, you know, the Russians are going to do what they do, mommy, you know.
But you guys are having two different arguments here, because you're arguing that he's not with it and she's controlling him.
I'm arguing that he knows what's going on, and he's kind of like, oh, this is kind of nice. She's, you know, telling me, you know, she's in control. Sorry, guys. Can't do anything about it.
I just don't get... what's in it for her? And I get the money thing, right?
Well, I think it's the exposure.
But
she could sell that for a long time, right?
But it's all negative. Nobody likes this woman.
But is she still getting money on being an influencer?
No, I don't.
Yeah, she still could be making a lot of money on it.
But, I mean, you talk about reputation. Like, his reputation won't be hurt, right? Which is a whole other discussion whether that's fair or not.
Yeah.
Everybody hates this woman. Hmm. Not a single person.
Yeah.
Defends this woman. And I don't know if that's fair or not, because we don't even really know this woman, right? But every story that is written about her has been a negative story.
So that's going to blow up too.
Okay. So like why would you not, one.
But maybe she don't see it that way.
She has to. I mean, you can't tell me a woman
like that. She's a 24-year-old kid.
Yeah. Who must be reading everything about her.
But she could be thinking any attention's good attention.
Yeah.
Okay. You
know? She could have that mentality.
All right.
She's almost embracing it a little bit.
Because she's got another 50, 60 years to live.
Yeah.
Right?
Not on top of him. That's got to do. Having sex with Bill Belichick has to be like smoking two packs a day. Right? Like, what's the average lifespan of a Bill Belichick knobber?
Well, I think his ex-wife and his ex-girlfriend are both alive still.
Yeah, but they probably weren't doing much towards the end, where this chick is probably still, you know, putting her tonsils on him.
Oh, my God.
For God's sakes. And most people have their tonsils out as kids, so that didn't even work. Let's take a break. I'm upset about the sexual reference. I'm more upset that you don't know about throat anatomy, especially the way your mother was brought up.